Bainus kan verotzen. If your man is your foresaw, then the halacha is she's still mutter to her husband. So that wouldn't be called the mulus leichel iskoin. Only if she comes pregnant from it, and she becomes pregnant even though she was forced into it, but the mice of the kids, the mamzer, he can't do anything about it. Kan berotzen. But when you live, when the married lady is maskim, does a berotzen, then just with the bee alone, she becomes also to a husband, and that alone is called the mulus leichel iskoin, he can't fix it up anymore. The boy is saying, "Mahavah b'yoinis." Even both cases talking about that somebody forced to live with her. For like kasha, there's no kasha. Kan v'yishes koyin. If she's a yishes koyin, the loch is she's also to her husband. So even in the case where a man forced the yishes koyin to live with her, that's called the mubas liyacholis koyin. That a husband now the koyin is also to live with her. Kan v'yishes Yisrael. But by regular yishes Yisrael, then the loch is if you force the lady to live with her, she's still mutter to her husband. So then, the only time there's a chsar in there, the yuchel is going, and she becomes pregnant from that, and the kids are mamza. For as the pasuk says, liyotzei v'lovei and shalom, people going out, come back, there's no peace. Amar Rav, kivan sheyotzei odah mitzvah halacha. If somebody leaves the dvar halacha, the dvar mikra, and he only goes to learn mikra, first he used to learn dvar halacha halacha, a gemara, and then at the end he only decides to learn chumish, shuv ein l'shalom, he's not going to have shalom anymore, he's just going downhill. Shmuel Amar, Zeh Perush Mitama the Mishnah. Somebody was learning Gemara, and he decided to stop learning Gemara on the Mishnah. Again, he's going downhill, he'll have no peace. Rav Yechonon Amar, Afilo Mishas L'Shas. If you go away from Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yishalmi, that's also no good. Afilo Mishas L'Shashi, Mishas Yishalmi, Mishas Bavli. Shuomik, if you're first learning Talmud Yishalmi, that's much more deeper, harder. You go to learn Talmud Bavli, it's also downhill. The Arminim is Edrin. Makashatim Hashivani Kemesayolam Zashasha Bovel. The Tzayis also like that. The Tzayis just says that could be a miwa filu yipchos the yeshkoima. Rachel Purusha Shapirish, me zeh, we're dying like haven, me zeh. Shemetekach, le yalab yodaloch abrura. That could also be that leaving one shas, another shas means you didn't finish one shas totally. And you're leaving, you're going to the other one, that's also no good. And you start at one, finish it to know it good, and then go to the next one. All right, we'll stop here. Here's the Yudah Meralef by the Mishnah. Hete Nidorim Porchim Biyavir. It's aloha that if you make a neder, you have a right to go to the Chochem to be matzah, to take away the neder. It's called Porchim B'Yavr, hangs in the ear. In other words, V'yein lehem amash yismuchu. There's no real mocker in the Torah, there's no real place that says you couldn't make a Torah's Nidorim. It's called Stam Halacha, that's like, there's nothing really to be semich on. Rashi says, a Torah's Nidorim, Shomru Chachomin, Shachocha Matir Esaneder, Mat Remez Yesh B'Mikra. It's a very small place in the Torah that talks about it. V'yein amal ismoich elo shekach, Shekein Moslo Chachomin, the Torah Shabapir. You have to say it's Tam Alocha Bapir, that when you make a neder, there's such a locha, Chochem could be matter the neder. Hilcho Shabbos, the locha is about Shabbos, the Chagigois, the locha about bringing a korban Chagiga on Yom Tov, or the Hamilois, locha also, the Issa Mila, if you're being nene from Hegdish, that you're moiled, you have to bring a korban Mila, is Harehen Kahororim Hatluyim Besara. The same thing. They're like big mountains hanging by here. Shein mikromat v'halochis merubis. They're very small psukim. It says very little about it in the Torah, but there are a lot of halochis about it. Like Rashi says, Hilcha Shabbos yesh ben halochis shein tluyis b'remes mikromuot. Not all Hilcha Shabbos. Just means in these cases, some halachas that the Gemara will explain has a very small remez in the Torah, and mainly it's from Baal Peh that we know these halachas. Vayta hadinim v'yavoydus. Hadinim is loch hilchos psak bezdim and bezdim pasnus dinim omnis. Or else v'yavoydus, the loch of bringing korbonus, when the kanim do the avoyda by korbin. Hatahiros, the loch is of tyros. What's tor, what's tomei, v'atumeyos, what's tomei, v'arroyos, the lochas of arroyos, which each is mutter to you, not mutter to you, yesh len amash yismuchu, there the Torah says a lot about him, there's a lot of psukim about these halachas, of dinim, of avoida, and tyra, and tumme, and arroyos, v'hein ein gufei Torah, that's called gufei Torah,
So Rashi says, "B'gemara porich otu hanech lav gufe." Turn in it. Like, what does it mean? This is the guf. This is the main part of the Torah. The other halachas are also main parts of the Torah. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean. That punkt over here is called gufe Torah. So that's the Gemara. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer. Yesh le mamashi yismuchu. Like he come out like argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, het in the Dorim. Does not have a smach from the Torah. He says, yes, there is a smach. There is a place to rely on from the Torah. Shenem Marapostik says two times, kiafli, kiafli. Shtei ponim. Is achas haflo li yisr. One is coming to tell us when you make a neder to ask us something, you have to speak it out clearly. The achas haflo li heter. There's another inyan of bimata the neder. You could take away the neder. That's what the Torah says two times, kiafli. So this is the mokor to bimata a neder. So Rashi says it means, kiafli shtei ponim. Echod di erchin. When you want to make the value of yourself hegdish, v'yechud benozir, says kiyafli neder b'yerkechum. When you speak out clearly how much you are valued, you want to be makdish. Kiyafli lindor neder nozir. When you want to make a neder, to come a nozir, it's also considered like a neder. So it says two times in these two pashas, the word yafli. So achas haflo li yisr, kule haflo loshen pirish. Haflo means you have to explain yourself very well. Ketakuma Targum says, Are Yafrish, you have to explain yourself. Now, Veloma Kosov Aflo Bishneim, why do you have to say by both Pashas that both an Indian of Neder? So if you have to explain yourself in the Lashon of Neder for war and for Erechin, treat it the same halacha by Nazir. Is Achas Kishapirish, Vinodar, Vyosar Atzma Beneder? One has come to teach us when you make the Neder to ask for something upon yourself, you have to speak it out clearly. The Achas, another time it says it, Shechoizer Meforish Lefnei Achochem. When you go in front of the Chochem, the Yoimar, Kein no darti, lo das, Kein no darti, al vodas, Kein lo no darti. You want to be matter the nether and say, true, I made the nether, but only on this condition and not on that condition. Rehu bol l'day charoto. And now you have charoto, you feel bad that you made the nether. U'mitoich kach bol l'day heter. And because of that, the Chochem will be matter the nether. So that's the solution of Kiyafli, also explain the charoto clearly. So this is the mocker that you could be matter a nether. Weiter. Rabbi Yeshua Haimer, Yeshlem Amash Yismuchu. Yeshua said there's another posik to be soimich for Hatoros Nadorim. Shinyam the posik says until him, Dovah Melech said, Hashem Nishbate Biapi. I swore in my anger. So it's Mashma Biapi Nishbate Vichazati Boy. Like I swore when I was angry, but really angry, but I didn't mean it. So Mela could be Chayzer. So that's a right. And you made a Shvua. And you have Charota later, you could be Mata the Shvua. Shrashi nishbati biapi, me to come biapi, my anger I made, I swore, mashma yochol ani lishololov, I could take it away, lefishemach mas api, because the reason why I swore, because I was angry. For lay me das, mi yoshev, not in my peaceful mind, nishbati. So yeshdom with mikan, shamaitzi pesach with nidroi, if somebody has an excuse, like why he wants to take away the nether, he has a right to take it away, he goes to the chochem will be mad to the nether. By the Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, Yoishle Mamash Yismuchu, from another Pasuk. Shinam the Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Liboy. The Masman Nediv Leiv, your Leiv, your heart has to want to give to the Melechus HaMishkan, which was a Neder, you'd be renounced the money to the Mishkan. So Rashi says, Kol Nediv Liboy Heviyu, Imoidenu Liboy Noidvoy, Olov. Masman, if your heart still wants to give, then give, Yovi. The Yimischarut, if your heart now changes its mind and does not want to give the money anymore, Yatiruloi, Mashmu, you could stop, you don't have to give it. So Mashmu, this Neder, to give the money, you could be matter it to say only when you want. And when you don't want, you could be matter the Neder. Chananya ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Chananya, the son of the brother of Rabbi Achai, says that Yesh Lemamash Yismuchu, from another Pasuk. Shenem Raposik says until him, Nishpati Viakaimo Lishma Mishpatesikecha. I made a promise, and I'm going to keep it. Rashi Nishpati Viakaimenu, Midikoma Viakaimo, since he says he will keep the promise, Michlau, it's Mashma, the Imrotsa Shloilakayim Matirunoi. If he wants to not to keep it, he doesn't have to keep it. He's saying a Chiddush, I'm going to keep the promise. Mashma, if you don't want to, there are ways you don't have to, which means you could be Matir the Neder. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I havoi hosem, so Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, saying, if I would have been there, Amri lehu didi adifa meditchu, I would have said, the pasuk that I have to bring the raya from is better than all your psukim. Shenamar pasuk says like this, lo yachel devoroi. Like when you do make a nether, you have to keep it and don't make it in vain. Keep it. So Idashin, who ain't a moichel? He can't make his words in vain. Avol acherim moichel loy. But somebody else could be moichel, could make his nether in vain, can make it no more nether. That means a chacham could be matter the nether. So this is the drasha of Hatoras Nedarim. And Amar Rav, Rav says, Lekulu is lepirch. It's not true. All the first psukim we could have a kasha. It's not a real good makor. It's more mashma at the Mishnah that those makoros are not good makoros. Levar midi Shmuel. Only Shmuel. That's the only real good makor. The less lepircha on him, I have no question. Di midi Reb Lezer is from Reb Lezer. Del makreb Yehuda. If Stam Reb Lezer's rush, it says the word kiafli two times. That's not extra for Atoras Nedarim. It says two times the word kiafle for Reb Yehuda's halacha. Tetanya, Reb Yehuda loymer mishum Reb Tarfon li oylam ein echad mihem nazir shelo nitnu nazir v'selo laflo. In the case that two people come and decide that the case is there, somebody's walking down the road and they don't know if he's a nazir or not. So one person says, if he's a nazir, I want to be a nazir, and the other one says, if he's not a nazir, I want to be a nazir. Now, right now, we don't know what the person is. So at the time when they both said the Lashon and the Naziris is not Chal, because we did not know which one is yes and which one is not. So even later, when we find out which person, if he was really a Nazir or not, and then later when we find out he's a Nazir, so the one that says, if he's a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, really should be a Nazir. Still the Lachar is, no, he's not a Nazir. Because it has to be a flaw. Kiafli means you have to speak out clearly at the time you spoke it out that you want to be a nazir. Right then we have to know for sure you're a nazir. And if at that time we had a doubt what you meant, we only could understand it later if it's really true or not, there's no din naziris. So that's what the Pasuk says two times kiafli. When you speak out the word you want to be a nazir, at that time it has to be definite that you're a nazir, and not a doubt at that time. Fighter. So Mela, it's not extra the word kiafli. Even of Yeshua, if from Yeshua's passage it says, second was Ashenishbati Biapi, you want to learn out from, Dilmachikoma, Biapi Nishbati Vloyadarnabe, just the opposite. Even though like I swore my anger, but still I'm keeping it, I'm not being chayzer, because I can't. Maybe once you make a shmua, there's no way to be matarit. And even of Yitzchok, Dilma Medafuke Medishmuel. If from Yitzchak's halacha, that he said, the pasuk says, called Nadiv Liboy, Mashma only calls him on your heart desires to give, you have to give. But when your heart changes its mind, you don't have to give anymore. That's not the pshat that you could be chayzer, but rather could be Shmuel. To Yomar Shmuel, Gomar Beliboy, if somebody makes up in his mind, clearly I want to make a neder, is the halacha tzorech sheyotzi b'svasov, nothing doing. You have to speak it out with your mouth. If it doesn't come out of your lips, it's not called an eder. An eder means you have to speak out. Rashi Goma Beliboy, Shavua Neder Hegdish. Anything that you just made up in your mind, but you didn't speak it out yet, it's no good. That's the supposed to call Nadiv Liboy. Yeah. Lokamashmulon. The Afagad Lohoitzi Besvosov. Yeah, and it's lafukim with the Shmuel. Shmuel says that Goma Beliboy Tzorach Sheyotzi B'Svosov. Shmuel says if you just don't make up in your mind to make the nether, it's not chal. Well, Kamash one from this pasuk, we see not like that. Here the pasuk says, Kol Nadiv Liboy, what's the chiddush here? That even though you did not speak it out in the pair, just with your lave, you thought in your mind, you want to give the money for tzakom, you want to make a nether to give it to Egdish, it's chal the nether. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Even though you did not speak it out, still it's chal. So the pasuk is not talking about being chayzer, retracting your nether, but rather it's talking about how the nether is chal in the first place. Even Beliboy, with your life, with your mind, you could also make an edit. Invite this from the last pasuk. Ima de Chananya ben Achai, Reb Yeshua, Dilma Kerav Gidol. Maybe it's going to cause Rav Gidol then. Omar Rav. To Yom Rav Gidol, Omar Rav. Minayin shenishboyim lakayin es ha-mitzvah. How do we know there's an Indian, it's something good to do, to make a neder or a shvua that you will do mitzvahs? Even though like this time you're not supposed to make a neder, it's no good. But if you make the neder for the purpose to be mezarez yourself, to make yourself do mitzvahs, that's good. And everybody knows if you make a neder, you wake up tomorrow morning to go to shacharis, so l'maisa you'll get up in the morning. But if you just say that don't make a neder, you won't get up so fast. So in such a case, it's a good thing to do, to make a neder or a shvua, to do mitzvahs. Because that will be mezarez you, that will be give you a chiyuv to do it. How do we know this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Nishpati v'yakayma, lishma mishpatei tzikecha. I made a shvua in order to mekayim, to put upon myself the obligation to do the mitzvahs. So you see, there's an inyan to do it. That's what the pasuk means. But not to say, if you want to be chayz, you could be chayz. So the more elon, the shmuel, less lo pircha. But according to Shmuel, there's no pircha. That's the best pshat. That the Torah says, lo yachal devaroi. You cannot make your neder in vain. You have to keep it. So the deek is, you can't do it. But ha'achar, somebody else, could be moichel the neder. If you go to a chacham, he could be mata the neder. So tomorrow, Omar Rova, v'itaymer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, haino the yarmu inchi. This is what people say. Tova chode pepolto charifto. It's good to have one sharp pepper, mimole tin of the curry, for the whole basket's full of not sharp ones. In other words, Shmuel is saying a sharp shot. His shot is better than everybody else. Weiter. Then the Mishnah also said Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos also, there's no real asmacht in the Torah for certain halachas. It's also called kahar hatluyim besara, like a mountain that's hanging by hairs. What does that mean for the Gemara? Michtav ksivan. Or the Torah says a lot about Shabbos. You can't lasasa kol melacha. The Torah says not to do melachas on Shabbos. So what do you mean to say Hilchos Shabbos is not written in the Torah? Strashim michtav ksivan. Tuva azara siva b'Shabbos. My mikra muet to cover matnisin. What does the Mishnah say? There's a small amount of psukim. The Torah talks about a lot about Shabbos. So Mora says loy tzricho lekud rabava. The Mishnah means to say Rabava's case. The yom Rebbe Abba ha choyfe guma b'Shabbos. Somebody digs a hole in the ground on Shabbos. V'yein tzorach el liyafora. Your purpose is because you need the dirt. You're not doing it to make the hole, to use the hole. You're doing it because you need the dirt. The locher is potter lay. You should know your potter. Even though by making a guma, making a dirt, a hole, it depends where you're doing it. If you're doing it out in the fields, it's an issa mishum charisha. You're being charish to karka. If you're doing it inside your house, it's an issa mishum binyan. You're building, you're making a hole in your house, that's called binyan. But that's only if you want the hole. But here that the person wants the dirt, he does not care for the hole, so that's called the malocher shein tzricha legufa, and therefore you potter mid yiraisa. You don't need the hole, you just need the dirt. So Mor says, the Chura command, Krabi Shimon, the Chura is saying like Krabi Shimon Shita, to Yoma Malacha, Shem Tzricha Lagufa, Potter Olay, that since you don't need the actual Malacha, here the actual Malacha is either making the hole in your house, like a binyan, or else in the field being Chorish to Karka, making the Karka soft in order to plow it later, but that's not your purpose, you don't want that. You just want the dirt. So therefore, Medirai Siya Potter. So the Chur is only going according to the Shmuel Shita. The Gemara says no. Here Rabab is going afilu teimel Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say Rabab goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that usually Rabbi Yehuda says a melacha shein tzrich legufa is still chayiv. L'mais you're doing the melacha, you're chayiv. Another case is if you capture an animal that you don't really want the animal to use, you just want to capture it, it shouldn't hurt you. That's also called a melacha shein tzrich legufa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda though, you're chayiv. If so, why does Rabbi Abba say over here, if you dig this hole to get the dirt out, you putter, even though you don't need the hole, but Lamaisi you made the hole, and you're miskaven, you know what you're doing. It's not a tour of any miskaven over here. You know what you're doing. So Gemara says, still here you putter. Hoson nisakin, hocha mekalkal. The other places, the malach is, even though it's saying tzruch legufam, but I call upon him, it's a tikkun, what you're doing. Therefore, you chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. But hocha mekalkal, here you're ruining. You're making a hole in the ground. If you don't want that hole, you're ruining your ground. If you don't want the hole in the fields, you're ruining the field. So since it's a kilkul, here you put me because of Yehuda. Rashi says, "Afilu temlu Rabbi Yehuda tepola galay." That argues on Rabbi Shimon. Moida ba'ach guma. Here is moida that you potter. Dielu hasam hakoyv resameis mesakenu. If somebody carries out his mace, the other case is if he carry out a mace to bury on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, you potter midiraisa. It's called the malacha shen tzrich legufa. Because in the Mishkan, the malachas of Yitzhak was, you need for yourself the purpose of the Yitzhak. You're carrying outside a Sefer Torah to use it. But here you're carrying outside the mace to bury him, you do not need the mace for yourself. So therefore it's called the malachas shen tzrich legufa. We have Yehuda holds Yechayiv, because our koponim, it's a tikkun what you're doing. You're carrying out the mace to bury the mace, there's a tikkun, our koponim, you're fixing up for the mace's sake. That's why Yechayiv. Mashenkin over here, it's Mekalkal. Here, if you do not need that hole, all you need is just the dirt. By taking out the dirt and making a hole, you're ruining your ground. So therefore, in the house or in the field, it's called a kilkul, and therefore kilkul is potter midiraisa on Shabbos. Gemara says, if so, my kaharora matli masara, what does it mean, this halach yilcha Shabbos is like a mountain hanging on hairs, that's not, doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Shrashi, my kahorim, the common masnissin, the mashma sheesh ksas remes min the Torah, luma zel ma remes. Mashma is a little mucker in the Torah to know this halacha. So coming out now, the chiddush of Mishnah means is, makalkal. That if somebody does a kilkul, you dig a hole in the ground,